Baby Would I Lie by Donald E. Westlake. The best way for me to thank my friends in Branson is not to mention them by name. You know who you are. Thanks for the use of the driveway, the house, the bus, the restaurant, the laughter. For Chris and Susan Newman, who at the beginning pointed and said, "Look," and whispered "Fried," and who at the end pointed out some of my errors, they can put my devoted thanks in with their knowledge that without them this book could never have been written. You're just going to have to live with that. To the country balladeers of yesterday and today, singer-songwriters who perfected the art of describing the rougher road, my unfeigned and uncomplicated admiration. My poor efforts on your turf herein are mere homage. As to the tabloidoids, they're as scurrilous as ever. Alas, 'tis true I have gone here and there, and made myself a motley to the view, gored mine own thoughts, sold cheap what is most dear, made old offenses of affections new. Most true it is that I have looked on truth askance and strangely, but by all above, these blenches gave my heart another youth, and worse essays proved thee my best love. William Shakespeare, Sonnet 110. Forget not, brother singer, that though prose can never be too truthful or too wise, song is not truth nor wisdom, but the rose upon truth lips, the light in wisdom's eyes. Sir William Watson. Baby Would I Lie. 1. Sarah drove out of the wilderness. Inside the purring, air-conditioned Buick Skylark, a rental from the airport, she rolled southward from Springfield through the tumbled Ozarks, more a furrowed plateau than a mountain range, on toward the new home of country music 40 miles away, Branson, Missouri. The early afternoon sun stood high in the hazy sky.